then once I get a cow cut, I play, I think of playing an aggressive defense.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I was in sports, or I played basketball and stuff, and what I always feel like is the cow is trying to get back to the herd. So you are actually playing the same angles as a basketball player would be playing on defense when there is, like, say, if you're playing one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
and you have to know how to give ground in order to hold a cow.
Mm-hmm.
So you're playing the same type angles, in my opinion.
So that means, like in basketball, just so I understand you, if our cow is, like, looking to the left, you have to think about getting to the left defensively, but not giving too much ground to stop the cow. Am I correctly?
you have to give a little ground in order to, it depends on how good of a horse you're riding. It makes all the how aggressive defense I can play. But what I try to do and how I train also is the cow tells me what to do. I do not try to outthink the cow. I don't react until the cow reacts. That cow tells me what to do and how I can do it. That cow is probably going to go to the left, but it hasn't committed. I'm not going until the cow commits.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's when I will react, and that's kind of how I train my horses that way, too. I try to anyways. It's not how it always works. Sometimes I overdo it
mm-hmm.
or underdo.
Paul, I think you hit a huge thing on the head right there, and I've never really heard it put exactly that way, because we hear a lot about the cow goes first, then you go, and then the horse goes, and then you go. But I think that idea of not trying to outthink a cow and just absolutely waiting, and like an observer, like you're not making a prejudgment, because I think that's where, you know, a lot of us get in trouble, is that we think we know, and then we're kicking our horse or we're doing whatever, and then that creates another whole thing.
I remember when I was taught how to play basketball on defense, they always told you, don't watch the basketball player's head.
Mm-hmm.
Always kind of look at their midsection, because if you're looking at their head, they could do a head fake, and if you take it, then they're going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my philosophy a little bit, like, you know, so you're not going to make a move. You can't out-catch a cow. It's got a brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a machine,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you have to wait to see what it's going to do.
So where do you watch the cow? Like you were talking about the basketball.
I don't really watch a particular part of the cow.